WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, amazing humans. Welcome back to The Stoic Way. I'm your girl, Madison Lane, and if you're feeling a little bit like a pressure cooker about to explode, well, you're in the right place. Today, we're diving into something super important, self-compassion without the guilt trip. Ever feel like you're constantly failing, falling short, and beating yourself up over every little mistake? You know that feeling when your inner critic is louder than a rock concert? Yeah, been there, done that, got the t-shirt. But guess what? It doesn't have to be this way. Being stoic isn't about being cold or emotionless. It's about cultivating inner peace and resilience through discipline and self-awareness. And one of the most powerful tools in our arsenal is self-compassion. Now, before you say, but Madison, isn't that just another way to be soft? Let me tell you something. Being kind to yourself doesn't mean settling for mediocrity or becoming a pushover. It means recognizing your humanity, accepting your imperfections, and treating yourself with the same love and understanding you would offer a dear friend who's going through a tough time. 5 key takeaways that will change your self-talk game. 1. Reframe. Failure. Let's get real, folks. Nobody's perfect. We all stumble, we all make mistakes. It's part of the human experience. Instead of seeing failure as a final destination, view it as a stepping stone, an opportunity to learn and grow. 2. Embrace imperfection. This is huge. The pursuit of perfection is a recipe for anxiety and disappointment. Embrace your flaws, quirks, and all those things that make you uniquely you. Celebrate the journey, not just the destination. 3. Practice gratitude. Ever notice how much easier it is to be kind to others when we're feeling grateful? That same energy can be applied to ourselves. Take a moment each day to acknowledge the good things in your life, no matter how small they may seem. A warm cup of coffee, a beautiful sunset, a genuine laugh with a friend, these little joys add up. 4. Talk to yourself like you would a friend. Imagine your best friend is going through a tough time. What would you say? Would you berate them, criticize them, or offer words of support and encouragement? Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding. 5. Seek support when needed. We're not meant to go through life alone. If you're struggling, don't hesitate to reach out for help. Talk to a trusted friend, family member, therapist, or join a support group. Remember, asking for help is a sign of strength, not weakness. Real-world example. Picture this. You're at work, and you completely bomb that presentation you've been stressing about for weeks. Your heart sinks, your face flushes, and that inner critic starts chirping away like a flock of angry parrots. Instead of letting those negative thoughts spiral out of control, take a deep breath, acknowledge that it happened, learn from the experience, and move on. Don't dwell on the what-ifs or beat yourself up over it. Think about how you would comfort a friend in this situation. Would you say, "Oh my gosh, you were terrible. You should just quit"? Of course not. You'd likely say something like, "Hey, that happens to everyone. We learn from our mistakes and keep going." Wrapping it up, self-compassion isn't a luxury. It's a necessity for living a happy and fulfilling life. It allows us to show up authentically, make mistakes without shame, and bounce back stronger after setbacks. So, go ahead, treat yourself with the kindness and understanding you deserve. You are worthy of love, even on your less than perfect days. Ready to put this into practice? Here's your call to action. 1. Start by noticing those negative self-talk patterns. 2. Replace them with kinder, more compassionate phrases. 3. Practice gratitude for the good things in your life. Remember, every small step counts. And hey, don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little dose of self-compassion. Until next time, keep striving for that inner peace, one mindful moment at a time. And remember, you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.